今天的我的讲题是两个不同的焦点。
Today my topic is two different focuses.
经文起自路加福音第十章第三十八节到四十二节。
The scripture passage is Luke, chapter 10 verses 38 to 42.
让我们大家打开经文路加福音第十章。
Open your Bibles to these verses.
路加福音第十章第三十八节，他们走路的时候，耶稣进了一个村庄，有一个女人名叫马大，接他到自己家里。他有一个妹子名叫玛利亚，在耶稣脚前坐坐，听他的道。玛利亚侍候的事多，心里忙乱，就进前来说：“主啊，我的妹子留下我一个人之后，你不在意吗？请吩咐她来帮助我。”耶稣回答说：“马大，马大，你为许多的事思虑烦忧，但是不可少的只有一件。玛利亚已经选择那上好的福分，是不能夺去的。”
Luke chapter 10 verse 38.Now as they were traveling along, he entered a village, and a woman named Martha welcomed him into her home. She had a sister called Mary, who was seated at the Lord's feet, listening to his word. But Martha was distracted with all her preparations, and she came up to him and said, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to do all the serving alone? Then tell her to help me." But the Lord answered and said to her, "Martha, Martha, you are worried and bothered about so many things.But only one thing is necessary, for Mary has chosen the good part, which shall not be taken away from her.
我想你应当知道Henry Ford 是谁。
I think you all know who Henry Ford is.
Henry Ford 是这个 Ford 汽车的发明人。
He was the inventor of the Ford automobile.
那么今天我们在马路上可以看到很多这个福特的汽车。
Today on the road, you can see many Ford cars.
所以 Henry Ford 在1908年的时候以这个装配系统的方式大量的生产汽车。
Henry Ford began mass producing automobiles on an assembly line in 1908.
那么彻底的改变了当时的汽车工业。
And he completely revolutionized the automobile industry of that time.
那么因着这个缘故当时的福特汽车公司卖了好几百万的汽车。
Because of this, Ford sold millions of cars at that time.
使 Henry Ford 成为世界上一位很有名的汽车公司的老板。
And Henry Ford became a very famous car boss of that time.
那么 Henry Ford 曾经说过这些话。
Henry Ford once said,
他说人其中的一个弱点。
Humans have a weakness.
就是尝试在同一个时间做很多的事情。
It's we try to do a lot of things at the same time.
他说如此做将会分散效力和摧毁方向。
Doing this, weakens your effectiveness and destroys your direction.
他说我经常早上起来的时候
He said, often when I wake up in the morning,
朝向那个目标
and I think about what I want to do that day.
有将近一打的事情要去做。
There are usually almost a dozen things that I want to do.
我知道我不能够在同一个时间把这些事情都做完。
I know that I can't do all these things well at one time.
那么在这种情况之下，人就问他应当怎么做。
And so people would ask him, what do you do in this situation?
那么 Ford 他就回答说
And Ford would answer.
他说我会出去在屋子的周围小跑一阵。
He said, I go out and I run around my house.
当我把我那想要做的太多的事情的力气把它消除掉之后。
And I get rid of all that energy that wanted to do too many things.
那我的思维就变为清澈。
And then my thinking becomes clear.
么使他我可以看到什么可以做的。
And I can see what I should do.
啊，什么是应当先做的。
And what I should do first.
然后刚才我们看那段经文谈到有两个女人。
The verse we just looked at talked about two women.
啊，一个是马大，另外一个是玛利亚。
One named Martha, the other Mary.
那么这段经文描述到主耶稣进入一个村庄。
This verse describes Jesus entering into a village.
啊，马大出来迎接主耶稣到自己的家里去。
Martha went out and invited Jesus to come to her home.
啊，这位道成肉身的神被这位两位姐妹邀请到他们的家里去。
This God who had taken on flesh was invited by these two sisters to their home.
那么从这段经文里面，我们看到这两位姐妹有两个不同的反应。
From these verses, we can see these two sisters had two different reactions.
啊，一个在忙碌到手忙脚乱。
One was so busy that she was distracted and hurried.
啊，一个却专心的在主耶稣面前专在跟主耶稣在一起。
The other was focusing on Jesus, sitting at his feet and listening to him.
啊，听他讲神的道。
Listening to him teach God's word.
所以在我们还没有深入的探讨这段经文之前。
So before we discuss this verse, these verses.
那么让我们来看这段经文的上文。
Let's look at the verses that precede them.
啊，也就是路加福音第十章第二十五节到二十八节。
And that's Luke chapter 10, verses 25 to 28.
这里讲到有一个律法师起来试探耶稣说，夫子，我该做什么才可以承受永生？
On one occasion, an expert in the law stood up to test Jesus. Teacher, he said, what must I do to inherit eternal life?
那么耶稣对他说，律法上写的是什么？你念的是怎么样呢？
What is written in the law? He replied. How do you read it?
他回答说，你要尽心、尽性、尽力、尽意爱主你的神，又要爱邻舍如同自己。
He answered, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself.
而耶稣说，你回答的是，你这样行，你就必得永生。
You have answered correctly, Jesus replied. Do this and you will live.
那么根据这段经文，主耶稣说，一个人如果要得到永生的生命，他应当要尽心、尽性、尽力、尽意爱主他的神。
According to these verses, Jesus says that if a person wants to have eternal life, he must love God with all his heart, mind, strength, and soul.
那么同时也要爱自己的邻舍。
And at the same time, must love his neighbor.
啊，这个是一个有永生生命的人与神应当有的关系。
This is the relationship that a person who has eternal life must have with God.
那么这个关系就是刚才我们所读那段经文所强调的。
And this relationship is what was emphasized in the verses we just read.
啊，第十章第四十二节说，但是不可少的只有一件，玛利亚已经选择那上好的福分，是不能夺去的。
Luke 10:42 says, But only one thing is needed. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her.
那不可少的是什么?
What is that one necessary thing?
啊，就是玛利亚对主耶稣那个忠诚还有爱。
It's that devotion and love that Mary had for Jesus.
所以当这两位姐妹见到耶稣的时候,
So when these two sisters saw Jesus,
啊，各有不同的反应。
They each had their own reaction.
一个在忙着招待客人。
One was busy entertaining guests.
啊，心里感到很忙乱。
And feeling very rushed and hurried in her heart.
啊，另外一个却安静在主耶稣的面前。
The other was quiet before Jesus' feet.
以这个忠诚和爱来聆听耶稣的话语。
And she was listening to Jesus' words with love and devotion.
那么首先让我们来看马大。
So let's first look at Martha.
所以马大他所专注的就是接待客人。
What Martha was focused on was receiving guests.
所以在忙碌当中他心里面感到非常的忙乱。
So as she was busy, she felt very worried and muddled.
而且失去了那个焦点。
And she lost her focus.
马大失去了那个方向。
She lost her direction.
她不能够专注在她应当做的事情。
She could not focus on what she should be doing.
就好像照相一样。
Just like when you take a picture.
如果要照好的相哦。
If you want to take a good picture.
我知道现在你照相机或者你的手机你不用怎样调你就照。
You have to, fix that. You have to focus.
I mean now when you take a picture, you don't have to focus, right?
You just take a picture.
但是在早期的时候当你照相的时候。
But earlier, if you wanted, when you were taking a photo.
你一定要把它调好。
You had to focus it.
不然的话照出来的相就不清楚了。
Otherwise, the picture that you took would be, fuzzy.
同样的如果我们要把事情做好。
In the same way, if we want to do things well.
我们必须要专注在我们所要做的。
We have to focus on what we're doing.
所以根据41节说。
According to verse 41, it says.
耶稣回答说马大马大你为许多的事思虑烦忧。
Martha, Martha, the Lord answered, you're worried and upset about many things.
在这个忙碌和忙乱当中马大心里面感到非常的烦。
In the midst of this worriedness and upset, Martha felt very, annoyed.
而且圣经讲她开始忧虑。
She began to worry.
可能马大也很想在耶稣的面前听耶稣讲道。
Maybe Martha really wanted to come and listen to Jesus too.
但是她却为了一些次要的事情来忙碌。
But she was busy on these secondary things.
然后使到她失去了这个方向，不能够专注在她应当做的事情。
So she lost her direction and she couldn't focus on what she should be doing.
我们活在一个非常忙碌的一个社会里面。
We live in a very busy society.
早上一起床的时候必须要准备好去上班，如果有上班的话。
If you go to work, then when you get up in the morning, you have to get ready to go to work.
如果有小孩的话要把他们送去学校。
If you have children, you have to take them to school.
所以上班的时间从八点到下午五点。
Work hours are from 8 in the morning till 5 in the evening.
有些人还要加班。
Some people have to work overtime.
然后下班后回到家里已经是傍晚了。
Once you get off work and go back home, it's already evening.
然后吃过晚饭休息一阵或者看一下电视就得上床睡觉。
After you eat dinner, you might rest a while, maybe watch TV, and it's time for bed.
忙碌了一整天一天的时间就这样过去了。
We're busy a whole day, and a day's time is past and gone.
所以忙碌的生活如果不小心的话会使到一个人失去他的方向。
A busy life, if we're not careful, can cause us to lose our focus, our direction.
不能够专注在他应当所做的事情。
We can't focus on what we should be doing.
一个忙碌的生活会影响到一个人跟神之间的关系。
A busy life can affect our relationship with God.
也可以成为我们生活里面种种的借口。
And because a busy life can become a series of excuses.
我实在太忙了，我没有时间去读经祷告。
I'm really too busy. I don't have time to read the Bible or pray.
所以马大他一直在忙碌，他没有时间在主耶稣的面前听耶稣的话语。
So Martha was so busy that she didn't have time to come before Jesus and listen to his words.
其实忙碌不可以成为我们生活里面的一个借口。
Actually, busyness shouldn't become an excuse in our lives.
你知道耶稣是一个非常忙碌的人。
You know that Jesus was very busy.
你看圣经的话，他传讲天国的福音。
When you read in the Bible how he preached the gospel of the kingdom.
他为众人医病，还有那些被鬼附身的人赶鬼。
He healed the sick and drove out demons.
然后从早上到晚上他都服侍这些人群。
From morning until night, he was serving the people.
但是圣经却告诉我们在忙碌的时候耶稣经常抽出时间到这个旷野或者山上去祷告。
But the Bible tells us that Jesus often found the time to go to a wilderness or a mountain to pray.
马可福音第三章第三十五节就是一个例子。
In Mark chapter 1 verse 35, there's an example.
次早晨天还未亮的时候，耶稣起来到旷野地方去，在那里祷告。
Very early in the morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up, left the house, and went off to a solitary place where he prayed.
那么这节经文说，在天还没有亮的时候。
This verse says that even before the dawn.
在人们还睡觉的时候。
When everyone else was still sleeping.
那么主耶稣就起来到旷野里去祷告。
Jesus got up and went out into the wilderness.
这个是主耶稣在一个很忙碌的生活当中抽出时间来去祷告。
This is Jesus finding the time in a very busy life to go and pray.
因此没有时间不是一个借口来的。
So, not having time is not an excuse.
你是否有每一天抽出时间来在神的面前读经祷告？
Do you make the time every day to pray and read the Bible?
一个忙碌的生活如果不小心的话，
A busy life, if we are not careful,
对于我们的生活还有我们的身体会有一个负面的影响。
Has a negative effect on our lives and our health.
所以马大他因为事情太多。
So because Martha had too many things to do.
使到他心里面感到非常的忙乱。
She felt very distracted and rushed.
他为了这些事情而且感到忧虑。
And she felt worried about all these things.
他不止忧虑，你知道他还在抱怨。
It wasn't just that she was worried, she also complained.
她对主耶稣说，主啊，我的妹子留下我一个人伺候，你不在意吗？请吩咐她来帮助我。
She said to Jesus, Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work by myself? Tell her to help me.
所以马大感到不耐烦，然后她就抱怨。
Martha was impatient and she started to complain.
那可能有点生气了。
She probably was angry.
那么这种现象显示马大生活在一个失去平衡的生活。
This shows that Martha's life had lost its balance.
不能够专注在她应当所做的。
She couldn't focus on what she should be doing.
所以当我们忙碌的时候。
So when we are busy.
开始抱怨。
And we start to complain.
开始批评别人。
And we start to criticize other people.
并且感到自我同情的时候。
And we feel sorry for ourselves.
我们必须停下来审查自己。
Then we should stop and examine ourselves.
因为在一个忙碌的生活里面，我们不会想到神。
Because in the midst of a busy life, we won't think about God.
我们也不会抽出时间在神的面前读经祷告。
And we won't find time to come before the Lord in prayer and Bible reading.
其实马大的问题不是因为他太多事情。
Actually, Martha's problem wasn't that there were too many things.
他的问题是他被这些事情缠绕着他。
Her problem was that she was entangled by all these things.
不能够专注在那些重要的事情。
And she couldn't focus on what was important.
然后使到他失去了这个平衡。
And it caused her to lose balance.
而感到忧虑还有烦躁。
And it caused her to feel worried and annoyed.
其实马大应当做的，他应当选择坐在耶稣的面前听耶稣讲道。
What Martha should have done, what she should have chosen, was to come before Jesus and listen to him.
所以马大这个忙碌的生活使他失去了一个美好的福分。
So Martha's busy life caused her to lose a wonderful blessing.
因为这个福分就是从神而来的。
These wonderful blessings come from God.
马大失去了这个美好的福分，但是玛利亚却得到这个美好的福分。
Martha lost these wonderful blessings, but Mary gained them.
这节经文说，但是不可少的只有一件，玛利亚已经选择那上好的福分。是不能够夺去的。
This verse says, but only one thing is needed. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her.
这个福分就是在主耶稣的面前跟主耶稣同在， 听他的道。
These wonderful blessings are sitting before Jesus' feet, being with him and listening to his teachings.
在四本福音书里面，一共有三次谈到玛利亚的事情。
In the four Gospels, Mary is mentioned three times.
每一次都是在同一个地方。
Every time she's mentioned, it's in the same place.
也就是在主耶稣的跟前。
And that is in the presence of Jesus.
所以今天我们所看的经文是玛利亚第一次来到主耶稣的面前听耶稣讲道。
The verse we just looked at is the first time that Jesus came before the Lord to listen to his teaching.
那么第二次是他来到主耶稣面前向主耶稣诉苦。
The second time was when she came before the Lord to vent her grief.
因为他的弟兄拉撒路去世了。
Because her brother Lazarus had died.
那么最后一次是玛利亚拿着一斤的香膏来到主耶稣的面前抹耶稣的脚。
The last time was when Mary took a pound of expensive ointment, perfumed ointment, and anointed Jesus' feet.
表现她对耶稣的敬拜。
That showed her worship and her love of him.
所以玛利亚所做的是她的选择。
So what Mary did was her choice.
她选择那个上好的福分。
She chose God's blessings.
而且她明白马太福音第四章第四节所说的。
And she understand what was said in Matthew 4:4.
人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠神口里所出的一切话。
Man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God.
所以很多人在生活里面忙。
Many people are busy in their lives.
甚至在教会里面忙。
And are busy in the church.
但是却没有时间抽出时间来读经祷告。
But they don't make the time to read the Bible and pray.
那么其实读经祷告是一个选择来的。
Actually, Bible reading and prayer are a choice.
就好像我们早上起来的时候要吃中餐还是要吃西餐。
Just like when we get up, we choose to eat Western food or Chinese food.
要吃炒米粉还是吃 pancake?
We eat stir-fried noodles or pancakes.
或者要早点起来还是迟一点起来。
Or we get up late or early.
这个都是我们的选择。
These are all our choices.
如果我们选择不读经祷告。
If we choose not to read the Bible or pray.
那永远就不会读经祷告。
Then we'll never do those things.
而失去了这个美好的福分。
And we'll lose those wonderful blessings.
所以主耶稣对马大说。
So Jesus said to Martha.
他说玛利亚已经显了这个美好的福分是不能够夺去的。
He said, Mary has chosen the good part which shall not be taken away from her.
在我们的生活里面有很多琐琐碎碎的事情都会过去。
In our lives, there are many things that will pass away.
但是那个上好的福分是有永恒价值的。
But these wonderful blessings have eternal value.
那么早期的时候在英国有一位牧师叫做 George Mueller.
In an earlier era, there was an English pastor named George Mueller.
他把圣经读了一百遍之后做了这个评语。
After he had read the Bible 100 times, he said this.
他说当我没有好好的在神的面前读他的话语的时候，那一天是我的损失。
He said, any day when I don't come before the Lord and really read his word and study it, that day is a loss to me.
那朋友就说，我这么忙，肯定没有时间读圣经祷告。
And his friends would say, I'm so busy, I definitely don't have time to read the Bible and pray.
那么 George Mueller 就继续说。
But George Mueller continued.
他说可能没有很多人比我更忙。
He said, there probably aren't many people who are busier than I am.
将近半个世界，我每一天，几乎每一天都很忙。
He said, I've been busy almost every day for half a century.
在当中有四年的时间。
In that time, there were 4 years.
每一年我必须要看30,000件这个信件。
Every year I had to read 30,000 letters.
必须要牧养一个1,200人的教会。
And I had to shepherd a 1,200 person church.
那么除此之外，我必须要负责5个规模相当大的孤儿院。
besides these things, I was in charge of a fairly large orphanage.
还要出版这些福音单章,
and I was publishing gospel tracts.
书本还有这些圣经,
books and Bibles.
虽然这么忙碌, 他说我有一个规律,
although he was very busy, he said, I have one rule.
就是在我还没有做这些事情的时候,我必定会用一段时间来亲近神。
He said, before I've done any of these things, I must take time to read the Bible and pray.
读他的话语,
and read God's word.
他说,如果我这样做的话,
He said, if I do this,
那我所领受的是何等的奇妙的。
Then the blessings that I receive are amazing.
所以读经祷告不只是一个选择,
so Bible reading and prayer are not just a choice.
也是我们生活里面的一个优先,
they are a priority in our lives.
因为在我们的生活里面很多很多的事情,
in our lives, many things.
一些是很重要的,
some are important.
一些是次要的,
some are of secondary importance.
也有一些不重要的,
and some are not important at all.
所以我们必须把这些事情把它们分明清楚。
So we must be clear about these things.
哪一些是重要的?
Which are important?
哪一些是次要的?
Which ones are secondary?
哪一些是不重要的?
And which are not important?
因为第一重要的必须要排在第一。
Because the things that are of primary importance should be placed first.
很多时候我们的优先次序被颠倒过来。
A lot of times our priorities are backwards.
很多人利用时间看报章、看电视、看网络。
A lot of people spend a lot of time reading the newspaper, watching TV, or going online.
或者去逛街,
or go out shopping.
也不愿意用15分钟来到神的面前读经祷告。
But they're not willing to spend 15 minutes to come before the Lord and pray and read the Bible.
George Mueller, 他把圣经读了100多遍。
George Mueller read the Bible 100 times.
因为是他选择这么做的。
Because he chose to do that.
生活忙碌不是一个借口来的。
A busy life is no excuse.
如果一个人的优先次序是正确的,
if a person has his priorities in order,
他必定会把重要的事情排在第一。
Then he will put first things first.
所以当一个人的优先次序不正确的时候,
if a person's priorities are not in the right order,
他就会失去了这个方向。
Then he loses his direction.
因此不能够经历到神上好的福分。
And he can't experience God's wonderful blessings.
因为太多杂碎的声音使到他不能够听到神的声音。
Because too many trivial things cause him to not be able to hear God's voice.
那么早期的冰场, ice factory, 跟今天的冰场不一样。
In the early times, ice factories are different than they are today.
不晓得你有没有经历过。
I don't know if you have any experience of this.
要避免这些冰块融化,员工必须把这些木销放在冰块上。
In order to prevent the blocks of ice from melting, the workers had to put wood shavings, sawdust on them.
对,我小时的时候就是这样保护这些冰块融化。
When I was young, I remember that's how they protected the ice from melting.
所以在这个冰场里面,有一位员工工作的时候,他失去了他一个名贵的手表。
In one of these factories, there was a worker who lost his expensive watch.
所以他跟他的同事用了2个小时去找这个手表,都找不到。
He and his co-workers took 2 hours to look for this watch, but they couldn't find it.
那么后来他们就离开这个冰场,
In the end, they left the factory and went to eat lunch.
回来的时候看到一个小孩坐在这个木销上。
When they came back, they found a young boy on the sawdust.
然后看到他手上戴着他那个名贵的手表。
And he was wearing that expensive watch on his arm.
他就问这个小孩说,
so the worker asked the boy and said,
你怎么找到我的手表?
How did you find my watch?
这个小孩子就说,
and the boy said,
当所有的人离开这个工厂的时候
He said when everyone had left the factory
然后工厂就显得很安静
It was very quiet inside
然后刚好我在那个木箱上躺坐
At that time I was lying on the wood shavings
我就听到这个滴答滴答声音
And I heard the tick-tock tick-tock sound
这个是古代的手表
It's an old watch with a tick-tock
当然今天的手表没有这么大声
Today's watches don't have that loud sound
所以我就朝向那个地方去
So I went toward that place
发现原来是一个手表
And I found that it was a watch
同样的当我们的生活里面太多那些杂碎的声音的时候
In the same way when there's too many trivial things in our lives
我们就没有办法听到神的声音
We can't hear God's voice
在耶和华神还没有呼召摩西出来把以色列人从埃及领出来的时候
Before God called Moses to lead the Israelites out of Egypt
那么神使摩西离开法老王的王宫
He caused Moses to leave Pharaoh's palace
到旷野里面去
And go out into the wilderness
摩西在旷野里面过着一个牧羊人的生活
Moses in the wilderness led a shepherd's life.
我在这个很简单并且很安静的日子里面
And during these simple and quiet days,
神向摩西说话
God was speaking to Moses.
使到摩西成为一个神重用的一个仆人
And he caused Moses to become an important servant for the Lord.
在这个法老王的王宫里面这个忙碌的生活里面
In his life in the Pharaoh's palace, it was very busy.
所以摩西听不到神的声音。
Moses couldn't hear God's voice.
但是当他在旷野的时候，摩西经历到神的同在。
But when Moses went out into the wilderness, he could experience God's presence.
所以玛利亚她选择这个上好的福分。
So Mary chose those wonderful blessings.
因为她没有让这些生活的忙碌的事情缠绕着她。
Because she didn't let all the busyness of life entangle her.
她也没有让这些琐琐碎碎的事情阻止她来到耶稣的面前听耶稣讲道。
And she didn't let all these inconsequential things prevent her from coming before the Lord and listening to his words.
那么同样的当我们在这个忙碌的生活停下来的时候
In the same way when we in our busy lives stop.
到一个安静的地方
Go somewhere quiet
去祷告去读经
And pray and read the Bible
我们必会经历到神的同在
Then we will experience God's presence
以致我们能够重新得力就好像以赛亚书所说的
And we will renew our strength just as it says in Isaiah
但那等候耶和华的必重新得力他们必如因展翅上腾他们奔跑却不困倦行走却不疲乏
But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint.
还有诗篇第一篇第二节到第三节说
Also in Psalm 1 verses 2 to 3
唯喜爱耶和华的律法昼夜思想这人变为有福
But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night.
他要像一棵树栽在溪水旁，按时间结果子，叶子也不枯干，凡他所做的尽都顺利。
He is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever he does prospers.
为什么人不能够经历到主耶稣所说那个丰盛的生命？
So why can some of us not experience the abundant blessings of God.
为什么人在生命里面感到困倦和疲乏?
Why do some people feel tired and weary of life?
原因是因为他们一直在为这个生活来劳碌。
The reason is because they're always working and busy in life.
没有安静在神的面前享受他的同在。
And never take the time to quiet themselves before the Lord and enjoy His presence.
所以今天我们所看的经文， 谈到两种不同的生命。
So the verses we talked about today, tell of two different reactions.
啊，一个是有焦点的生命，另外一个是没有焦点的生命。
One is a life, with focus, and the other is an unfocused life.
一个没有焦点的生命一直在忙碌。
A life without focus is always busy.
啊，但是不知道在忙碌什么。
But we often don't even know what we're busy with.
然后这种生命是已经失去了方向。
This type of life has already lost its direction.
而把次要的事情、不重要的事情摆在前面。
And put things of secondary importance or even no importance, put them in the first place.
啊，相对的。
Conversely.
一个有焦点的生命是把最重要的事情摆在前面。
A life of focus puts the most important things first.
在你的生命里面，什么是最重要的？
In your life, what is the most important thing?
其实最重要的事情就是你要尽心、尽性、尽力、尽意爱主你的神。
Actually, the most important thing is you must love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind.
啊，这个就是玛利亚所做的。
And this is what Mary did.
让我们用点点时间来思想今天的信息。
Let's take a little time to think about today's message.
在我们的这个忙碌的生活里面，
In the midst of our busy lives,
我们经常在为了很多的事情来忙碌。
We often busy ourselves with so many things.
但是有时候我们不知道在忙碌什么。
But oftentimes we don't even know what we're busy with.
很多时候我们把次要的事情，还有不重要的事情放在优先。
Oftentimes we take things of secondary importance or that are unimportant and we put them in the first place.
而忽略了那最重要的事情。
And we overlook the things that are most important.
天父，求你帮助我们。
Lord, we ask your help.
求你赐给我们智慧，晓得哪一些是最重要的。
We ask you to give us wisdom to know what is most important.
让我们在我们的忙碌的生活当中把这最重要的事情放在优先。
And that we may put those things that are most important in the first place.
求主你帮助我们。
Lord, we ask you to help us.
坚固我们对你的信心。
Strengthen our faith in you.
我们将祷告奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.